Coastal Alaskans say the state ferry system is a necessity, not a luxury. They urged officials to maintain marine highway service as much as possible during a recent meeting based in Sitka that was teleconferenced statewide. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Joel Jackson lives in Cake, an island village of about 500 in central southeast Alaska. He's among those depending on state ferries to get to doctors and hospitals.
Sometimes that's the only option to get our elders out of the village, over to Sitka or Juneau, wherever their medical needs are. And, you know, I personally have assisted my mother and father onto these ferries, you know, to take them to the hospital. And without doing that, I think their lifespan would have been a lot shorter.
Jackson was one of more than 50 people testifying at a meeting hosted by Soldotna State Senator Peter Michicki. He's chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee and oversees his chamber's Marine Highway System budget review. The topic was deep service cuts slated for next summer. The proposed schedule would tie up 4 ships, including fast ferries serving Southeast and Prince William Sound. Sitka High School Activities Director Lindsay Jorgensen said the reductions will make student travel difficult.
If the ferries get cut to this level, only 20% of our kids would be able to travel for the same budget. That means on a basketball team, 1 kid could travel out of the 5. If we look at music, where we travel 100 kids in the spring, you can't get 100 kids on an airplane.
Several speakers said air travel is too expensive and can't handle what needs to be moved, especially to small communities. Cordova's Jennifer Gibbons says the ferry system is an essential part of her region's economy.
Here in Cordova, that includes supporting the Prince William Sound commercial salmon fishery, which this year, 2015, proved to be the most valuable commercial salmon fishery in the state. And Marine Highway, and in particular the Chinega, were central to realizing that high dollar value.
The cuts will also affect the military. Callers pointed out that many service members travel to Alaska posts via ferry. Coast Guard spouse Christy Newell says at least 50 service members' families transfer in and out of Sitka each summer. They're moving whole households, including vehicles, kids, and pets.
A drastically reduced summer schedule, it really limits our options of getting here, and we have to get here in a very specific time. And we have to leave to get to our next job in a very specific time.
Others raise the impacts on tourism, especially in smaller port communities. Sitka's Doris Smith summarized many people's concerns that the state is turning its attention away from Alaska's Marine Highway.
Our ferry system is a jewel that needs to be valued and cared for. The ferry system is of utmost importance to the entire population of Southeast Alaska. We need more and better service, not less.
The planned service cuts are due to Alaska's rapidly shrinking revenue stream. Many speakers acknowledge the dire budget situation, but ask that the Marine Highway get equitable treatment. State transportation officials are taking comments on the summer ferry schedule through November 3rd. A statewide hearing will be held November 4th. In Sitka, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.